Greetings to the congregation. Though the weather has turned cold with snow, you are faithful to come to worship. We also welcome those worshiping from home through live stream. Our message is in readiness. There's a story of a new mayor in Texas who proposed with the population is to put a large box, wooden box, in the middle of the park, and then everyone would want to come and put their wine into this large box for the next 2 months so that we have wine to celebrate the Independence Day. And on that day, everybody brought the mug and a large mug to ready to drink the wine from this large container. And everybody tastes, and it's all water. Because everybody thought that the other brought wine, but if I just bring a little water, it would not make any difference. But because of the nature of us is the same, everybody brought water. And finally, that container is all water. Dear congregation, you and I were born under sin. So the sinful nature remains in us. We can have the readiness attitude to respond to the calling of God. And today we will think about the story how the Amalekites attacked the Israelites while they were in the wilderness. And there we can see the lessons to be ready so that we can have to respond to the calling. And David said, then my enemies will turn back when I call for help. By this I will know that the God for me. If we are not ready, there will be time when we are not ready. Without calling for help, the enemies will come and defeat us. When we pray, call on us, because our enemies will withdraw, because the Lord is with us. Let's pray for guidance from the Holy Spirit. You are loving Father. We're thankful for the safety that we are having. At this time, we together will learn your word. May you bless each one of us. And so, make us feel content as we worship you. Give us the attitude of readiness to serve you under different aspects that you have want to use in my life. Because we know we are born in sin, and the sinful nature easily can make us disappointed, afraid, would not take risks in our responsibility that you want us to take. May we be of full heart, to be of one heart, to fear the Lord, to do the will that you have given for each of us. Some of us are traveling away that could not be in worship. No matter where, in this time of worship, may the heart will turn to you to worship you. May you bless those who are seeking unto you. We live up this hour into your under your teaching. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. There are 3 points from the attitude of the Israelites. Ready for battle, ready for prayer, and ready to encourage. This situation happened if the Amalekites came to attack the Israelites at Rephidim. When the Lord used Moses to lead his people from Egypt toward the promised land, they came across the Red Sea. They came into the Sinai. They have a need that there was no water there. And they complain with Moses, how do we have water You have led here into the desert to die of thirst. And God has performed a miracle so that the people can discover God's. This is not the first time God has performed miracles while they were under the slavery of the Egyptian. God caused many miracles when the Israelites still under the domination of the Egyptians. Miracles to part the Red Sea. And from there, they walk as though through the dry land. So they experienced these miracles before. They were having some water and food along the way. But the nature of sin is that if something we are discontent with, we can start to complain. We begin angry. And so when we look back at our life, there are moments where our nature is easily to make us go astray. Amalek is the descendant of Esau. That means the brothers related to the Israelites, because Israel is the descendant of Jacob, and Esau and Jacob are twins. And from when Esau has so the birthright, he married with the women of Canaanites, and then now the descendant is the Amalek, the son grandson of Esau, and now these people under the descendant of Amalekites live in worry. They are fighting everybody else. Amalek has a meaning to ring out, like wringing out water from a wet cloth. That Amalek has that meaning, is to wring out. They are the people, they are riding good hunting. When they heard the Israelite passing through them, they find a way to deter the Israelites. So they took Amalek, want to attack the Israelites at Rephidim. Rephidim is the place of rest. When the Israelites came to Rephidim, but they don't have any peace there at all, because there is enemies surrounding them. While from the Sinai desert, Amalek came to attack the Israelites there. The Israelite means gave to Jacob. When Jacob was in fight, a battle with them, how to face Esau, his brother, and he saw a vision when Jacob came and he fought and wrestled with that. He wanted to win. And almost morning, the battle continued. And Jacob, the other person, said, "Let me go. I will not let you go if you not bless me." And that angel struck him in the side and broke his rib. And that is the angel that appeared to Jacob. He said, "Your name is no longer Jacob, but your name will be Israel." That means a fighter of God and fight to win. So that Israel is the name God gives to express Israel will always fighting and victorious. You and I are the Israelite spiritual. In our battle, we always have the attitude to fight and victorious. Though the Israelites never fought any battle because they were slaves in the time of Egypt. They were led out of Egypt. They don't have a military structure to fight. They don't have a military per se. They could not organize a military. But now we see the situation is that when Amalek came to attack the Israelites, and Moses told Joshua, "Choose among the men to fight the Amalekites." Joshua is the first time was mentioned. It's a young person has to be responsible to choose the fighting men. They don't have a military, but they are trying to find a way to find a fight, a man with the ability to fight, the best fighter to face the Amalekites. Moses then told Joshua to fight with the Amalekites because they don't have a military. They don't have the experience to fight. But Moses said, choose among us to fight. To choose means choose the best. Choose means the fighting best with the ability to fight. Joshua was not afraid when Moses go and choose the fighting man. Joshua was not a leader. Why did the leader like Moses choose? But we see that Joshua obeyed his leader Moses, that he chose those able to fight to face the Amalekites. Joshua obeyed God because he is facing the enemy. On our life, on our Christian, always the Satan will never let us in peace. David said, every day I pray, the enemies would withdraw. That means the enemy will always attack us, and it costs us. We have to be in a way to be ready for battle. We do not fight with our strength, but our wisdom. But David said, because I know the Lord is with me. The readiness is not based on our ability, but based on the presence of the Lord in us. The people of God also here also, they chose the fighting men, not based on the ability, but they based on the Lord. In verse 16, that we did not read, but Moses wrote about the Lord because of the Amalek is trying to fight God's people, and the God will fight Amalekites. Because God will fight the Amalekites. And so while Israel was choose the men, they represent the Lord to fight in the battle. And so by the Almighty hand of God, but the Lord hand will defeat Amalek. When we base our faith in the God, that's the best. Paul said, if God is with us, who can be against us? In history, when the European was still fighting during the time of Napoleon. Napoleon is a leader of France who says that he who fears being conquered is sure of defeat. That's what Napoleon said. And while the battle between France and Austria happened, the Austrian army is very strong, stronger than the French, and the French could not attack. But Napoleon was asked the trumpeter to blow the little trumpet to withdraw the army. But that trumpeter, when he blew the trumpet, is not a tune to withdraw, but a tune to attack. And because the sound of the trumpet, the soldier continued to fight and fight. And that trumpeter continued to blow the attack tunes. And then finally, the French overcame the Austria in the battle, and afterward not fully passed the trumpeter. Why I command you to throw the withdrawal sound too. But the trumpet say, from the time I received this trumpet, nobody taught me the tune to withdraw. They only taught me one tune is to attack. Because they say the French of the soldier of Napoleon is the victorious army. The congregation in our life, in the battle that we are facing with the devil, the Christian is only could be victorious. There is no withdraw or lose. God chose the people so that in the battle, in the spiritual, that we can only win. For us to face this battle, Paul taught us in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, each one of us must be strong in the Lord, to make us strong in the Lord, to equip all the armor to fight the battle against the devil. If we, someone who does not face the devil, would face the struggle, it's just natural. It says, whoever fears being conquered is sure of defeat. So, who are we? Doesn't matter. We may have some experience with God. God continues to want us to be equipped and strong attitude to fight our enemy, which is Satan. And our weapon is not our ability, but the weapon of God. The strategy is to surrender to the Lord and fight the devil, and the enemy will withdraw. James gave us that strategy. Surrender to God, fight the devil, and he will flee away. Because our Jesus always is the leader to lead us. Moses, after the victory in verse 15, has established a altar. God is my flag. That means God is the one to lead us to fight and be victorious over the enemy. So when we surrender to the Lord, God always is the leading flag to lead, to fight, and be victorious. Is the devil, and the devil will flee from us. So may God help us to be equipped with the attitude to be ready for battle. This that time, I do not pray that I will lose. Every day we face with the devil, some form, but each day we do not rely on the Lord's strength to face the enemy, we will lose. Any time I pray and call for him, surely the enemy will withdraw, because our struggle that we face, the pandemic, the sadness that happened in our life, and whatever that occurs individually to our family, we know one thing, yeah, because the Lord is with us. We are ready for battle. The second point, ready for prayer. Moses said to Joshua, tomorrow I will stand on top of the hill with the staff of God in my hand. You will choose the men, but tomorrow I will stand on top of the hill with the staff of God in my hand. Now Moses was old. He doesn't have his strength to lift up the sword to fight, but he continued to participate by his staff in his hand. Moses did not come to the hill to have a walk. What did he come up the hill? To pray. To participate with a prayerful attitude. He took his staff to walk up on the hill and pray. And the Bible said, when Moses lift up his hand, then the Israelite is winning. But is his hand lower than the Amalekites will win? The staff, this staff, has some association with Moses. Before a staff, when he was a shepherd in Madian, that staff is a normal staff used by the shepherd. But when Moses was asked by God to call him to lead his people, God asked, what do you have in your hand? I only have a staff. God used that staff, that normal staff, to become a staff of mighty, to allow Moses to make miracles. And when he threw it on the ground, it became a serpent. And he took it up, the serpent became a staff again. And on the Pharaoh's magician can do the same. they can do the same as Moses. But the Bible says the Moses from the staff to swallow the other serpents by the magician under Pharaoh. The power of the Lord give us is always stronger than the darkness power that are oppressing. Now this staff has become a powerful instrument that many years Moses experienced the power from the Lord through this staff. This staff who struck on the ground and all the thus become muscular to kill the people of Israel. When this staff, he parted the Red Sea and made a dry path for the Lord's people to pass by, because they were chased by the Egyptians, and on the top hill and the Horeb, he took his staff and struck the rock, and water flew out of the rock for the people to drink. The Israelites complained, we will die. And the staff in Moses' hand has something of a powerful tool with a wonderful strength. Our life has an armor of God, the weapon, the word of God, or the Bible that you and I have, that we either, that becomes a weapon in our hand. It's not just a regular book, but each one of us can experience. What experience do we have with the word of God that you and I read each day? Is it a power of the Lord to be with us each day, to make us have peace in this world, make us not afraid with any situation, with struggle or any attack from the enemy in our life? May the Lord have the attitude ready to pray, just like Moses. Moses came up on the hill. When he holding the staff, the power of the Lord, and he lifts his hand to pray with the Lord, and the Israelites is winning. On that top of the hill, God has done something wonderful. That is, he associates the staff of Moses on that hill with the sword fighting down by Moses and his military men. Our God, he will always associate the fighting sword and the fighting staff. He always connects the service and those who pray of the service of the Lord. He always connects the service attitude of yours and mine with the attitude of prayer each day, so that we can have result for the Lord. When we serve the Lord, that we do not be guided, could not be guided by the Lord, we will fail. Do work without plan, will fail. Serve without prayer, we will fail. And so, doesn't matter what, small or large, our job, we become the fighter for the Lord, the soldier of the Lord. But we must be ready to pray for ourselves and pray for others. There's a story about George Finney in 1830. He was from Rochester, New York. During a 10,000 people in that city, but his church has 1,000 members. Finney witnessed that, how could I be successful when I serve? He said, I have a partner prayer that his name is Abel Clary. That person will never leave his place until I have completed my job. Albert Clary pray about that. And Clary is only at home to pray for Finney. And just like a cannon to help the front line, and Clarion has become a prayer partner enough to allow his place until the finished job is complete. Albert Clary never appeared in public. He only appeared before the Lord. But we see that God can help make a knee of Clary to the mouth of Trinity to preach the gospel that can bring result. We see God can always work with those who pray and the ones who are fighting in the front line. Another pastor, Charles Spurgeon, he's a Baptist in England. When he went out to preach, there are many, many come to Christ. They ask him, what is your secret so that many come back and accept the Lord? If you want to know my secret, I invite you to the church, the temple church at 8 o'clock in the time of prayer. And they came and they saw he had more than 100 people prayer for him. So that Spurgeon's preaching can be successful. Spurgeon said, this is my secret. The secret that a service of the God to be effective is because of other praying for that person. How many people are every day pray for the pastor? Or every day pray for the governing board of the church? That every day pray for those who participate different word so that we have a great service. God are connecting the service of each people with those who are praying to bring results to the Lord. God will always do that. But when the head of Moses with the staff praying, then the sword of Joshua can defeat the Amalekites. But if the head of Moses is lower, and the Amalekites will win. And so we are encouraged that we equip for us an attitude of service, but also an attitude of prayer so that God can connect the prayer with the service to cause result to the Lord. Any day I pray, the enemy will withdraw. So prayer must be continuous. Prayer must be a fight to the one fighting sword, but we can also fight without prayer. Our Jesus, when he was nailed on the cross, he fought with prayer so that he prayed as though the blood is dropping. He must pray to be able to walk on the way of the cross. Because the time he came to the way of the cross, my soul is sadness unto death. And even Jesus prayed, if it's possible, get this cup away from me. But the Lord must fight by prayer so that he can continue to walk the way of the cross. When the Lord came into service of the Lord, there are many issues that causes disappointment and tired. But because of prayer for others, that we can continue to serve the Lord. May the Lord bless each of us to be ready for battle as well as ready for prayer. The third point is ready to encourage or help. If the hands are lifted up, sometimes we get tired. Moses' hand lift up, but sometimes his hand was tired. But praise be to God, Moses took Aaron and her with him, these three old persons, the hand of holding the staff, but Aaron, his brothers of Moses, her is a friend of Moses. They were old now. They don't have anything. But when the hand of Moses was tired, Aaron and her, each one on his side, to lift up the hands of Moses up to keep his hands steady. And the fact that Aaron must recognize is that the hand must raise up, that Joshua is winning with his men. And now they recognize that when Moses got tired, there must be some kind of help by each one on the side to lift up the hand of Moses. Maybe it's very simple, right? But God worked through that. So though a pastor, godly people, or anybody has responsibility in the service that has some kind of experience for many years, many times we are disappointed, we are tired, and we need the people would encourage us, dear congregation, our children, the new believers, they always need our visitation, our concern, our encouragement. And God can use each one of us in different ways to do that. We are concerned about our children, cause our children to come, the opportunity to come to worship. We are concerned with the new believers. Maybe we're happy when we have someone come back to accept the Lord. But we see the new believers, maybe once in a while they will come once, because we are lacking of encouragement, because we are close to them, but we did not have concern for them. We could not recognize that worship the Lord is important in a Christian life. So God always can use each one of us. We can participate in the battle. We can pray for one another. Or we can participate by have encouragement word to help others, to motivate others in the walk of faith. I read a story of a poor person. He came to a church, the closest that he can worship. But though it's close, but he has cost him 2 hours to walk to that church each Sunday. And that is a place of worship of many rich person. And this poor person to participate in that church, and the other believers, they could not be happy with this poor person. And he said, "The pastor, can you encourage him to find a different church more appropriate for him? But he is poor. He comes into this rich person. It's not appropriate for him to be here. And because of his love for the Lord, this poor man, and he came early in the time of prayer of the church, and he participated with the prayer time regularly. But when the pastor came to this poor man, said, you should find a different church to worship more appropriate for you. And he could not continue to participate and worship the Lord there. And with that, he left the church. One day, the church received an announcement of the local government. The government said, I need to make a road and cross across this church. Then so this church must be moved to a different location so that we can make the road. Oh, the church was so saddened. And this is a convenient place for the church. For many years now, we have to move. That's very difficult. And they start to pray. They pray many for 3 months, and they continue to receive this announcement by the government. When I plan to do this, I hope that you will have moved so that we have a way to make the road. And the pastor would accompany me and pray, "Oh dear Lord, why did we pray 2 months that you did not answer us? We have to move." And he heard the Lord said, "Because you are lacking one person." He said, "Who?" And they remembered, "The one who prayed regularly before, that's the poor man who came. Now we shoo him away, but God is lacking one person in prayer." And they found that poor man, and they said, "We invite you to come to participate with our church activity." And the poor man said, "Oh, he was very happy. That's the nearest church." So he came back. After a short time, they got an announcement by the Lord, "Before we plan to build a road across your church, but now, because we misplanned it, and so the road will not cross your church. It will be outside of church, so you don't have to move." Oh, they were very happy to hear that, because God had accepted the prayer of that prayer. And one day, the man expressed to him that God will make you rich like other. He said, "I'm so poor, I didn't have money to buy a bus ticket. Every time I go to the church, I have to walk 2 hours. Back and forth, east to west, 2 hours. I will make you rich." "Oh, how can I become rich like that?" God said, "I want you go to the sea." He doesn't know what for. "Just go to the beach." And while on the beach, he saw a bottle bubbling on the way. He took that bottle out, and inside there's a paper. And that paper is a will of a rich person, wrote like this: "I have no relatives but me. Now I have died. I will leave one half of my inheritance for my dog, and the other half is whoever to receive this will." And that is something very strange. That poor has become rich. It's appropriate for that church. Maybe God can do many wonderful things when we are ready to become someone who encourage other, help other, motivate other. Maybe our church will maybe lacking many things. We have some empty chairs. We have about 200 seats. And like I said, if what we have, many have come to worship with us, we do have not have room to hold them, but today we see that so many empty chairs around us. That means many of us who grew up in the organization, but no longer with us. This is something very sad. God is needing people to serve with, to pray, to encourage others. But no, of course, we don't see them anymore. The battle with the devil continues to happen. The Israelites battle to the Amalekites is not just one day, but they brought the whole day from the early morning until evening. Moses must be on the mountain to raise his hand up. Aaron and Hur must lift up his hand to help. And Joshua and the fighting men used the sword to destroy the Amalekites from the morning until evening. And the Bible said Joshua used the word to defeat the Amalekites. In the battle, the Amalekites, every contribution has a value. In the Amalekites battle, the victory is not by faith, but because of faith in the Lord. And God promised He will lead them to victory. We can be proud when we put faith in the Creator. I can be proud that God then will lead this world. We put ourselves in the hand to change my life and give everything that I have as today. But after vision, I will also be proud to put in your hand, raise up to pray for me. I will be proud. We can hear someone to encourage me, because we need each other's prayer. And with the hand and the encouragement, you and I can push some of it be away or lift them up. With the hand and our words, you and I can build up this church, or we can destroy it. May the Lord make the right choice, like David. Every day I call, my enemies will withdraw. And this is the strategy with your life and my life. We call not on the Lord, we will fail. May sometimes we have a few, one after a few moments, they will no longer be with us. Why? Maybe sometimes they have come to worship, but then they find different ways to go back to their normal life of unbelief. May God help us to recognize that whenever we pray, the enemies will withdraw, because the Lord is with us. May the Lord bless each one of us. Let's all stand. We will read together the key verse to remind us of today's lesson. When I call for help, then my enemies will turn back when I call for help. By this I will know that God is for me. Our prayer to make our enemy to withdraw from us, and also withdraw from our church. All your contribution has all value of doing that. And this morning is the first Sunday of the month. We will have communion together. The bread and cup represent the body and blood of Christ. This is a wonderful thing, because in the name of Christ, we defeat the power of darkness. In the name of Christ, we can destroy the shackle of our life. Because of maybe the shackle by our job, we are shackled by the concern of our economic condition that many of us no longer in steadiness to come to worship. Jesus gave us a strength that is His name. God sacrificed Himself on the Lord to give Himself for us, but His blood to give us a strength that we could destroy the power of darkness when we call on the name of the Lord. So we will pray so that we can be blessed to, when we receive the cup and bread. Examine our heart. Anything that we could not fulfill the will of God in our life. May the name of the Lord, we defeat the darkness by the power of His resurrection to help us defeat our enemy. Let's pray. Dear our loving Father, our heart rejoice and thankful because of your love given us. David has shared his experience. Any day we call on you, the enemy will withdraw, because the Lord is with thee. The Israelite has left an experience for us to learn in the battle with the Amalekites. When Moses' hand lifted up in prayer, at that point, the sword of Joshua would defeat the Amalekites, and they claim victory with the Amalekites that day. You have promised us. You are with us. Any day we serve the Lord. Any day we are ready to seek your face and call on your name. And that day we are concerned and pray for each other. That day we will be standing before our leader. May we fulfill the responsibility given to us. When we are put here to serve you, may you use us as a soldier in the battle against our enemy. May we victorious as we receive the cup and bread to represent your blood and body of Christ. May you examine and remind us so we do not keep as only a tradition and formality, but let us receive the strength of life of Christ in us, that we can change, that we can be renewed, that we have be of value to you as an instrument in your hand. May you bless so that when we surrender our life to you, promise that we will not turn back from you, then your life will flow through us, in us, Lord. We are thankful. May you guide us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.